After serving Kelowna for 6.5 years, Vice and Virtue Brewing is shutting its doors. The brewery announced on December 9th that it'll be closing its doors on December 21st and new owners will take over. Those new owners are the same as those who own Red Bird Brewing and will take over the lease on January 1, 2025. According to Vice and Virtue co-owner Matt Wenzel, the sale has been in the works for the last few months. "We put a lot of work into this, so it's not like a decision that we took lightly by any means," said Wenzel. "We have 5 different owners and then all of us have different jobs and careers, but we've put a tremendous amount of effort into the brewery." Wenzel did admit that raising costs played a role in the decision as well as a decline in tourism this year. "To be honest, it's been difficult after COVID to have a brewery. Times are not good for restaurants or breweries or hospitality in general these days, right?" said Wenzel. "I'm sure I'm not the first person who's mentioned that. It's been challenging times, margins have been thinner and thinner. We had an opportunity where a new buyer came along with a very clear vision and the finances to be able to pull it off." But Wenzel and the other owners are happy with the sale and what Red Bird's plans are for the future. "We were really happy to be able to pass the torch to a new ownership group that's going to keep the space of the brewery and that definitely has a great vision," added Wenzel. "We're a community growing and thriving in the way that it should." The owners of Vice and Virtue were unified in the decision of the sale, despite how tough of a choice it was. "It's super bittersweet. Like, we started this brewery in one of the original partners' garages, we were home brewing," said Wenzel. "We identified an opportunity for craft beer here in town because it was kind of underserviced here in Kelowna at that time. We wanted to give people some opportunity to give people another delicious craft beer option. And we did, and I think we did a great job with that." Vice and Virtue opened on June 11, 2018, and Wenzel stated it wouldn't have stayed open without the help of the community. He added one of his highlights from the last few years is seeing people around town drinking their beer, whether at restaurants or buying them at a liquor store. As for the outcry and support the owners have received since Monday's announcement, Wenzel said it's been heartfelt. "I don't spend tons of time on social media these days, but I had to go on it and check out the responses," he said. "We have regulars who are so sad to see it go. It's honestly emotional to think about. The response has been overwhelmingly positive." Wenzel pointed out one story he heard, where one person reached out to them saying they had their first date with their partner at Vice and Virtue and now they're married. As for the future, the 5 co-owners have no involvement in what Red Bird is going to do with the space but say it will be kept as a brewery. Vice and Virtue is also giving its brewing recipes to Red Bird, so beers like Love Potion and Brave New World might live on. Additionally, Wenzel is encouraging the public to continue to support local. "People want to continue to have small independently run businesses, whether that's breweries like ours or distilleries, wineries, restaurants, clothing stores, anything. The time is now to support these local businesses before they cease to exist," said Wenzel. "It's tough times for a lot of local small businesses right now, and people in Kelowna really need to get out and vote with their wallets. Go support your favorite local things, because I know, you know, all of them can use their help right now. Whether that's buying a gift card over the holidays, or just going and spending money where you can."